Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73, the station in Pittsburgh for Russian programming, bringing you the best in Russian news, music, and songs.
That's what happens when you try to record. If you're listening to us and you're wondering, wow, that's Jack. Yes, it is. And today, ladies and gentlemen, well, actually, Thursday, the 7th of July, we would have celebrated my dad, Jack Paloka's 73rd birthday. And as you know, Jack Paloka, Russian and Croatian specialist extraordinaire, founder and co-host, which I'm the other co-host of this Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Today, we're going to celebrate his birthday, which would have been, as I said, on Thursday. So today's program is sponsored by Mother Teresa? No, not the one in Calcutta. But my mother, Teresa Paloka, and the entire Paloka family on the occasion of my dad's 73rd birthday. We miss you. We know you're listening up there and probably going, what are you doing down there? Where's your script? Well, I sort of have a script, but it's all over the place. So our first song today comes from Desky Folklorni Subor Shadish. My dad was getting into the Roma, the gypsy music, the last few years of his life, and he saw the Roma set that they came here with, and he loved it so much, he asked permission to use it for Slaviani, and he taught the whole entire set, but was never able to see the finished product. I would like to believe and hope that he would have approved and liked the version that Slaviani does. We spent a lot of time getting it as best as we can. So our first number today for you up there, Dad, listening to us, is some of the Roma set from Folklorni Subor Shadish.
Thank you.
join the Eastern Pennsylvania chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society next Sunday, the 17th of July, from 12 noon till 8 p.m. at the St. Anne Slavic American Festival, to be held at 5408 Locust Lane in Harrisburg. Of course, that is St. Anne's Byzantine Catholic Church Parish. St. Anne's Slavic American Festival will take place, as I said, on Sunday the 17th, next Sunday, from noon until 8 p.m. The CRS Eastern Pennsylvania chapter will have available free Russian cultural literature and also various Russian artifacts for sale. Stop by, enjoy, and learn from the Carpatho-Russian heritage displays. Stop by the tables and say hello. We'd be glad to hear from you. For more information, call our good friend Jerry Chanda at area code 609-882-4872 for the St. Anne's Slavic American Festival. Going back to my dad's 73rd birthday, we're going to go to the group that he created way back in the 1950s. Throughout the years, it was called various different names, but in the early 70s, we had a home, got a home in McKees Rocks at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church, and we called ourselves the Slaviane Folk Ensemble. My dad worked with Bishop John Belock throughout the decades to preserve this great Russian nationality. And finally, we created a home, and we still have that home here today down in Holy Ghost, and we're very appreciative to Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church for all the help that they give us. I know my dad was very appreciative. So now we're going to go to the Slaviane Folk Ensemble. We'll tell you a little more about Slaviane in a little bit. But this is one of the songs that we have in our current repertoire this year. It's called Oy to tam na hori dubina. Jack Poloka, my dad, friend to a lot of us, was director of no less than 20 junior tambourettes and ensembles. He would always help you out, whether you were Croatian, Serbian, Russian, Slovak, Ukrainian, whatever. He respected all the nationalities equally, and he was dedicated to preserving the ethnic heritage of all of the Slavic nationalities and the non-Slavic nationalities in Eastern Europe. and that is portrayed by the Roma set that we've done, various other non-Slavic nationalities. He was very proud to be Rusyn and Croatian, and we know that just by the work that he did throughout his 71 years of his life. A couple years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, in the Rusyn homeland, some the new Rusyn music came out with the guitars and the drums and the synthesizers, and he was, wow, what's this music? I can't stand this music. But eventually, it came around, and it came around, and he got to liking it, and he goes, wow, this isn't too bad. Groups like Roland and Rose and Ton from the Rusyn homeland. And I would tell him, I said, hey, Dad, you know, it's a little different today. 50 years ago, what we had, and today, we want to preserve our heritage, but we want to do it sort of in a modern sense. And he got to saying, okay, yeah, I understand that there. So the next thing we have was one of the songs that my dad liked, and it's the new version of the old song, Oj Maričko Čičeri, and this comes from a group from Eastern Slovakia. We hope you like it. Oj Maričko Čičeri. And if you're tuning in to us just now, we're celebrating my dad's 73rd birthday. My dad was born on July 7th, 1938, right here in the great city of Pittsburgh. And, you know, I could tell you about our Carpathia Rusyn Society's gift shop, but what a better way to celebrate my dad's birthday than to have him tell you about it. Well, Dad, what do you got to say?
The CRS has a wonderful gift shop which offers a wide variety of Rusyn items for sale, including a large selection of books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers, pisanke, wood carvings, religious items, embroidered embroideries, cookbooks, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and much more. You can visit our website at www.c-rs.org and click on Sales, or call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. If you would like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, just leave your name, address, and phone number. Your business is very much needed, and it would be very much appreciated.
And yes, it is. The Carpathia Rusyn Society, we have a great gift shop. So once again, if you're interested in getting a brochure, give us a call at 412-567-3077. And now a message from a friend over in the Rusyn homeland. So, be speaking in Rusyn right now. Міро пацоля з руского мене послав ліст. Вам пише. В днюк 1 аж 3 юла ся в селі руском на северовіходному Словенську конало вишев 21 стрічання родакіо із переселеннього села руского. Про резервуар пітної води старіна, 7 русинських сел, руской поляна Смолник Стружниця, звала старіна і дара, початком 80-х років було переселених. Людей винали, доми збирали, но люди на свій рідний край не забувають, бо любов до краю остала в їх серцях. І, як ластівки, кожний рік вертаються на свою домовину на гроби своїх предків, де колись кошили, рабали, корови, пасли і так далі. Стрічання мають культурно-шпортовний характер і бере нам ньом участь від тисяч до 3000 учасників. Головно ся на стрічання тишять люди із Чех, Америки, Канади і Німецька. В Сніні, де ся переселило, навіяться людей, існують і переселених сіл дві шпівацькі групи – Старінчанка і Сіроха. Нес вам зашпівати ностальгіцьку шпіванку про свою домовину і воду із Бескіда Старінчанка. Дякую, Міро! Здравію вас, всіх русинів із села Руського, з ваших братів у Пітсбургу. For those of you who don't understand Russian, I had a message from our good friend Miro Batpatsolya, who's from Ruske, and he says that every year they have a reunion in the village of Ruske in northeast Slovakia, and he just went by talking about greeting them, and we have a song from the village of Ruske. This is called, get the paper out, Zbeskida Voda. Thank you, Miro. Дякую, Міро. Іще раз. Back in the mid and late 1950s, my dad told me a story one time when It was called the Slav Cultural Dancers, and they would rehearse at St. John's in Ruska Dolina in Greenfield. He said one day there was this young gentleman who came by and did a little sketch of the dancers, and his name happened to be Andy Warhola. He proceeded to draw the dancers and gave my dad the sketch of the dancers, and when my dad told me this, I said, well, where is that sketch? Because it would probably be worth a lot of money being an original Andy Warhol before he got to New York. Well, my dad had no clue where it was. We tore the house up and down, couldn't find anything. So somewhere out there is a picture of the original Slavyany Folk Ensemble, the Slav Cultural Dancers, but we don't know where it is. Some of the other memories, the fond memories I have. In 1992, Slavyany Folk Ensemble went to Mezi Laborice. We were invited by the Andy Warhol Museum in Mezi Laborice to perform as the first American group, Rusyn group, to perform there. And as we performed in Mezi Laborice for their festival, we looked at the hillside and we both just started crying tears of joy, saying, wow, we finally were able to return home back to the Rusyn homeland, to where it all started. And it got better than that. In 2005, we went back to the homeland, the actual village where the Poloka name came from, called Rokito Kolohumennoho, which is not far from Mezi Laborice, same county, Zemplin County. And we were able to go to Rokito, where the Poloka name comes from, and meet and greet and have dinner with the Poloka family. And it was the happiest that I saw my dad. And I'm just glad I was able to take him there twice to his hometown, per se, of Rokito. And as I said, we miss you, Dad, and we're learning to go without you. It's tough at sometimes. We have Slavyany performances, and it's hard not to think of you, because you're the one that created Slavyany, and we're grateful for that. And hopefully, I can continue Slavyany as well as you started Slavyany. Next, we have one of my dad's favorite singers, Maria Matroshkova, who's about the same age as my dad, and Rudolf Smoter. And this is Ahoy Tilly Tilly Tilly. And these are from the albums that were smuggled, or we were to get back in the 60s and the 70s. And we didn't know anyone back in the homeland. We didn't know how it was. But we had these records and we were able to play them and say, hey, this is what we know. This is what we remember. So this is a favorite amongst Rusyns. This is Ahoy Tilly 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 by Maria Matroshkova and Rudolf Smoter. An independent group of researchers is conducting a research study on Lemkos who experienced forcible deportations in Poland and Ukraine shortly after World War II. Since 2009, the research team has interviewed firsthand eyewitnesses in Ukraine, Poland, and North America. If you or someone you know is a firsthand eyewitness to those events, or were separated from their relatives as a result of the deportations that occurred between 1944 and 47, please encourage them to participate in the study, since there is limited time to collect information from that generation. This study is independent and therefore is not biased in favor of any particular nationality, religion, or orientation. The researchers will be traveling to Poland and Ukraine in late September through mid-October. If you're interested in more information, please call Corinna Caldill at 703-987-0592 or email lemcohistory@gmail.com. And as we finish with our good friend Alexander Fedoryuk, my dad loved this song, the way he played the cymbalum. Just was amazing. This is called Bereznyanka. We hope you enjoyed today's dedication to my dad's 73rd birthday, which would have been on Thursday, the 7th of July. We hope you will come back next week right at this time at 2:30 p.m. on WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. Trimajte sa krasne, z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!